Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. You know, in all these kind of times, you know, you just got to keep remembering, you know, you got to have a baseline in life, foundation. And I've just found out that if I keep this in mind, God is good, the devil's not, that pretty much answers a lot of things. And, you know, one of my favorite old-time westerns called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So I preached a sermon one time called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And that was God's good, the devil's bad, and anything of the devil's ugly. So I didn't say you. Don't look so sad at me. You're not of the devil, right? Hallelujah. Well, you know, God has provided some things for us through our redemption, through what Jesus has provided for us. And we've talked before here about the word salvation, how that it does include healing. But then God has, because he knows people better than anybody, right? He has provided many ways, New Testament ways, for us to receive our healing. And so I want to just look at some things tonight, and how do we partake of the healing that is provided for us through what Jesus has already accomplished? It belongs to us. How do we partake of it? Think of it this way, if you will. If someone deposited $100,000 in your bank account, but you never learned how to withdraw that money, it would not benefit you, yet it was yours all along. Healing is yours. It's been deposited in your life account, if it were, from God through what Jesus has done. It's really available to everyone, all right, because Jesus died for everyone. He bore stripes for everyone. But until, and there is healing provided for the world. We may not get to that tonight, but we see, because, you know, so many people get healed that aren't, I've seen so many people get healed that aren't Christians. Why? Because God loves people, right? But healing is there. But we need to know how to withdraw what belongs to us. All right? You know, that first time. How many of you ever remember? Now, some of you may not, I guess, because of your age now. But how many of you remember the first time you ever wrote a check on your bank account? You ever wrote a check? All right? It was like, did I do it right? And I go, did I do it all right? You know, one of my favorite, in high school, one of my friends gave a speech in speech class one time, and it was how to write a check. That'd really be a speech today, because they don't even, what's a check? But he made out a big cutout of a check and hung it up, you know, put it in, and then he drew one, he had that up there, then he drew one on the chalkboard, not the dry erase board, right? And drew one up there and just went through just basically how to write a check. Okay? But that first time. Well, you know, after you've done that a while, you don't have to stop and think. You just, you know. The hardest thing for me was tearing the thing out of the checkbook. Right? They gave you that little pad of 25 checks. It was, could I get it out of there without making a big hole in the top of it? Okay? And so, you know. But in the same thing's true here. We need to know how it is that we can make withdrawal, if you will, or obtain the healing that belongs to us. All right? We're not going to spend time talking about whether or not healing belongs to us. We're going to assume it from the Word of God and from what we've been taught so well here by Pastor Hagin and this family and this ministry. Okay? So let's go to John's Gospel, if you will, John chapter 14. Now, there's several methods. We won't get through them all tonight. And that's okay. We'll return there sometime. But you can get books out there written by the Hagins and the, you know, Brother Hagin and different ones on this, how to, several methods to obtain healing. In fact, this is taken from Faith Library Publications books that I've developed these notes off of years and years ago. You know, when somebody's got a good thing, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Right? And if it comes from the Bible, it's not original to them anyway. That's the way, you know, kind of think. But you don't plagiarize either. So I'm going to give credit to where credit's due here. All right. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. Let's read this and then we'll give you the first way. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. The word ask here really carries with it the idea, whatever you demand in my name. Now, right off, let's start. We're not demanding God do anything. We're not going to God and saying, God, I demand you do this. No, that's not the idea here. We're demanding something happen in the name of Jesus. So, first way that we're going to talk about is demand in Jesus' name that the sickness leave your body. Demand in Jesus' name that the sickness or the disease leave your body. Okay? He said, whatsoever you shall ask or demand in my name, that will I do. See, when we use the name, we're not demanding God, but we're demanding things in this life that do not line up with God's will, you have to go in Jesus' name. All right? Sickness and disease is not of God. Sickness and disease entered the world after sin. That wasn't God's idea. That was what man did. All right? And so since sickness and disease is not of God, then we can demand that it go. Think about this. Jesus said to pray what? That God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, almost every Christian, I don't care what denomination they are, some, I guess, call themselves Christians, don't believe in a heaven or hell. I don't know where that comes from, but not the Bible. There is a heaven to gain, right, and a hell to shun. And both places are eternal, everlasting. One of them's life, one of them's death. And so choose life, right? Like the Bible said, I set before you life and death. Choose life, Praise the Lord. And so knowing that there's no sickness and disease in heaven, that's where God is. So what is his will on earth? No sickness and disease here. So demanding that, all right? Now why? One reason is because that name is above every name. Look at Philippians chapter 2. The name of Jesus. When I use the name of Jesus, when you speak the name of Jesus, you're invoking all the power of heaven to come to bear on whatever it is you're speaking. You're doing kingdom business. That name is the key that unlocks the door to the supernatural. That name is the key that unlocks the door to the impossible. Yes, healing, sickness and disease is natural. It's a natural thing, but it's the supernatural that drives it out. Here in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, wherefore God also has highly exalted him, speaking of Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every name, his name is above every name that is named. Every name that is named. How many of you realize that coronavirus or COVID-19 is a name? Right? And the name of Jesus is greater than that. That's like Pastor said, and we do what we're supposed to do. Wash your hands. Be smart. Okay? If you inside, sometimes preachers don't understand why they have trouble with their throat sometimes because they yell. They don't learn how to use the box, vocal box that they have. Okay? Sometimes you don't know, you get in a service, and we may not do it, but sometimes during a winter Bible seminar, things get a little stirred up, or you have people jump and shout and holler, and you get a little sweaty in there, and then you go right out, and it's 40 degrees out there, a little nip in the air. You go right outside, and you don't have a coat, and you wonder why you start, your throat gets a little scratchy, you start dealing with cold situations. Well, you did it. Well, that dumb devil, no dumb you. Amen. Dumb me. It's my fault. I put myself in a position I did something I shouldn't have done. Thank God for his mercy, though. Lord, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. Forgive me. Now, Jesus, in Jesus' name, throat be healed. Okay? Some people, they think they can just eat anything they want, no matter what date's on the box. I'm kind of that way. My wife saves me a lot, I think. She looks at those dates. She knows where to find them. I couldn't tell you where some of the dates are. Dates, there's a date on that? Yeah, it expires. Or as they say in Africa, it has an expiry date. What does that mean? Don't eat it after that. And don't bring it to WeCare, okay, just while I'm on it. Don't bring that to WeCare either, okay? That name. So, whatever it is, that name has to bow to the name of Jesus. In other words, I'm using a greater name, okay? Now, obviously, you understand faith's involved in this, right? Now, look at Acts chapter 3. Let's see that name in action. In Acts chapter 3 here, that name in action. Verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. In other words, he's begging. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, went John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Now, that doesn't prove there that preachers should never have money, because you go back up and you find out why they didn't, because they'd taken it all and pulled it together so that everybody and that they've got coming in, you know, they're all eating together, fellowshipping together. And, of course, they're under persecution, but they came together with it. But he says, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, I want you to notice here, he didn't pray to the Father here, did he? So this isn't prayer. John 14's not prayer either. It's whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Here, Peter is demanding. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in that name that's above every name, in that name that every knee has to bow, every tongue has to confess that Jesus is Lord over this situation, in that name, rise up and walk. Now, he said that before he ever reached out and took him by the hand and lifted him up. Putting his hand out and reaching him up, that didn't heal him. It was the name that did it. Because they ask later on, I mean, you go down through the rest of the chapter and, you know, through the, what did this? And he said, it's faith in that name that has given this man, verse 16 says, perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Peter didn't say anything about, well, I grabbed him and lifted him up, and when I did that, you know, that healing, anointing, transfer. No, he said it was that name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. All right? You know, the Bible says that these men that went out turned the world upside down. And how did they do it? Well, they knew that name, and they had faith in the name. They preached the word, and they followed the Holy Spirit. You know, we have the same things today. Peter's no different than you and I. We can speak that name, especially in our own life, in the name of Jesus. All right? Speaking to ourselves. You know, sometimes we just kind of let things go, and we've conditioned ourselves. And there's nothing, listen, I'm not speaking bad about medicine, not saying anything bad about medicine, but what is our first thought? You have a little twinge in your stomach. Well, where's my Tums? Where's my antacids? Do we have any Pepto in the house? Or is your first thought, what does the word say about this? You see, now, nothing wrong with the medicine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But I'm saying we've got to put God first in all these things. Hey, man. You know, we used to be, I think we were a lot stronger. We used to be stronger on watching our words because we knew our words were containers. Your words, he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs says, 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Words are containers. Well, if they contain, how many of you know that if they can contain, they can contain healing? I can speak words of healing. I was reading something here just recently that said that doctors, medical science, have started looking, and when they patients that are 66 years old and above, they can predict what's going to happen to them in the next 4 years pretty closely. If they ask somebody that old, well, how would you describe your health? If they say, well, I'm not very good, usually within 4 years that person will be dead. This is medical science saying that. But people will say, oh, I'm doing good. My health's good. They tend to live at a great rate. It's a large rate, both of them. Well, see, a lot of that, words have a lot to play in it. Amen. Sometimes I don't know, you know, we've kind of gotten away from some things, but we need to become sticklers to ourselves. What you say is none of my business unless you want me to help you. But what are we saying? Amen. What are we saying? Well, now, you know, if anybody's going to get that COVID-19, it'll be me. And you know people have said that. God guarantee you, I know people that have said that type of thing. Christians. My voice changing again. I thought puberty was over by the time you got to 59. Glory to God. You all, you see, some people just act like you don't do that. How do you act like you didn't? Your voice just did go, you know. How do I do that, Tommy? You know how I, you just might as well point it out, right? If you know me and you've served me, I just point it out. Might as well. You heard it anyway, okay? But I like that. Look at verse 16 there in Acts. I want to read that verse. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. Well, if his name and faith in his name will make that man strong, his name and faith in his name will make you strong. He said, whom you see and know, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Look over in Acts chapter 4, verse 8 through 10. Verse 10 through 12 is what I meant, not 8 through 10. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Well, the word whole there, saved, healed. That if that name could make him healed, that name can make you healed. That name can make him whole, that name will make you whole. Glory to God. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation, healing, soundness, and whatever in any other, for there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Glory to God. So there's speaking, healing in the name of Jesus, making a demand on that name, in that name, that the sickness leave your body, or that the sickness leave others. You know, sometimes you don't have to lay hands on people. You can just speak in Jesus' name. Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. He told him, get up. Right? Other places, they said, they just gave command, faith command. And people were healed. Jesus, sometimes, remember the centurions? He said, you don't have to come to my house. Just speak the word only and my servant will be healed. He said, go your way. According to your faith, be it done. He said that man had great faith. Just believe in the word, just speaking the word. All right? A second way for us to receive healing is to pray for healing to the Father in the name of Jesus. John's Gospel, chapter 16. Yes, we can pray. We have a right to pray for healing. We go to when we go to God in prayer, we need to know God's will. Before we go to him in prayer, when we're asking a petition, something. Now, concerning praying, concerning his will, concerning God, you know, then we pray. We can pray if it be your will. We can pray. But when you're praying a prayer of faith or praying in the name of Jesus, you don't pray if it be your will when you're believing to receive something. Amen. See, that's the faith-destroying phrase right there. You can't say if it be your will and then say you're in faith. Okay? Now, when I say, Father, you know, if it's your will that I go here or I go there, I believe in Father. I'm just praying in the name of Jesus that you'll give me direction. But, Father, I'm dedicating, I'm consecrating myself to do your will, whatever it is, whatever your will is, Father. Your will be done. Okay? Here in John 16, 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now notice, who do we ask? The Father. In what? The name of Jesus. Okay? In the name. This is part of the, think about that. This is part of our covenant with God, that we have a right to use that name in prayer. I think about Exodus 15, 26. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us, right? Amen. He is the God who heals all of our diseases. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in that name that's above every name, you think about it. Jesus' name is greater than the name Jehovah Rapha. Amen. His name is greater. So when we speak that name, we're saying just in the name of Jehovah Rapha. We're saying a greater name. It means so much more. Now, when we pray in the name of Jesus, again, we're not just tacking that on to the end of our prayer. It means we're standing before the Father as a covenant heir with Christ. Now, notice that he said that your joy may be full. Turn back to Nehemiah chapter 8. I like to turn back here to Nehemiah. Nehemiah, okay, in the Old Testament. Oh, yeah, you got to go back before Psalm. Right, before Psalm, but you know, after the Chronicles, and you know, the first and seconds, all the first and seconds, and then you find Nehemiah here, and in chapter 8, he makes a statement here that is outstanding, and is such a truth for us. And we'll just read it here. There's lots of places that talk about joy. He said that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. See, here's the thing. If we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and you don't leave that place of prayer with joy, you haven't prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus. Right? You haven't, what do I mean by that? You haven't prayed in faith. Because faith says, you know, we're not even turning over to Mark 11, 24 tonight. But it says, I believe I receive when I pray. What does that mean? Well, when I pray, when I've asked the Father, it's mine. And I've got joy. Okay? See that your joy may be full. Now, Nehemiah 8, 10, chapter 8, verse 10. He said, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when he says there that your joy may be full, he said, listen, when you go to the Father and pray in my name, I'm guaranteed he will do it for you in my name, that you can be full of strength. You can have, we got a guarantee. You know, Jesus didn't say he might do it for you. He said he'd do it for you. Right? He'll do it for you, that your joy may be full. Thank God for prayer. Look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Hallelujah. Like I said, there's several. We've just got two here. We may get a third one in, but of the several ways for us to receive healing. Look at John chapter 15. Look what Jesus said in verse 16. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now here again, let me say this. New covenant prayer is prayed to Father God in the name of Jesus. Prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus, not to anyone else. All right. Jesus didn't say, ask me. Remember in John 16, he said, in that day after I'm risen from the dead, don't ask me. Go to the Father. Because the Father, we didn't read it, but he says, because the Father loves you. And he'll listen to your prayer. Amen. He hears you and he answers your prayer. So whatever we ask in the Father, we know we have it. And then I like 1 John chapter 5, the first letter of John. Fancy word there is the epistle of John, 1 John chapter 5, back here after Hebrews and James and 1 and 2 Peter. Look at 1 John chapter 5. Now we're talking about healing tonight, health in our bodies. I think one thing that we need to do is to maintain our thankfulness all the time. Thanking God continually. We won't get there tonight, but thanking God continually for health, Father, I just thank you for healing in my body. I thank you that the life of God, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwells in me and he's quickening my mortal body. The life of God is in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, we used to be so bold it was scary. You know, make statements like, the life of God is flowing through my veins. Every disease, germ, and every virus that comes in contact with this body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. You know, the first time you ever heard someone you say that, you go, whew, it just shake you. But I'm telling you, we get comfortable, we get busy, we back off of things. But I think in the day and age we live in, we realize this is very, very important. That we be speaking the word of God. Hallelujah. My immune system is running red hot, glory to God. Amen. My body's functioning, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My glands and organs, everything working perfectly. I got perfect sugar running through my body. I got perfect white blood cells. I got perfect red blood cells. I got perfect, my lymphatic system is lymphatic, and I don't know what it's supposed to do, but it's working right? In Jesus' name. Whatever it is, you're going to work. As long as I want you to work, and then when I say not, then quit. And I won't care anymore. Amen. Speaking the word of God. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence. Boy, don't you like to be confident? That we have in him. Hallelujah. Listen, we ought to be so confident. The religious people call us arrogant again. They quit calling us faith people arrogant. They quit calling us name it, claim it people. They quit calling us blab it, grab it people. Why? We quit naming it and claiming it. We quit blabbing it and grabbing it. We quit being confident. That was a good reputation that we had back then. We were healed. We were well. Amen. Hallelujah. But what we've learned now, we've learned how to love people better than we did back then. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to be, you know, I understand the term, but I've heard, you know, people made fun of people that got, and I understand when people, you're hyper this or hyper, yeah, I'm hyper. Whatever it is in God's word, I'm hyper on it. Whatever it says, I'm going to be hyper. Okay, let's be hyper on it. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, listen, we know it's God's will that that we're healed. Because by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. At Calvary, Jesus bore stripes that we would be healed, and he rose again that we might have it today. By his stripes, we were, and if we were, we are, and if we were, I am. So it's his will, and we know he hears us, and if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions we've desired of him. So here's it. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I tell the word, your word says that by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I thank you, Father, that I'm healed. And right now, I receive healing in my body for whatever it is, you know, whatever's going on. Maybe you've gone to the doctor and they've given you a report. You know, they've told you what the facts are, but you're speaking the truth to your body now. I thank you, Father, I receive my healing for whatever this is, okay? In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. And then you might as well just start rejoicing. Amen. Just start rejoicing. Just start thanking God. Why? It's done. It's a done deal. Because why? We've got guarantees. This is the confidence. Now listen, until you have confidence, don't pray. Stay in the Word. Keep convincing yourself. Build your case in the Word of God. Build the case. And then when you're confident, go to God. All right? Go to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Confidence, praying in confidence. One more, the third way, you can agree with another person in accordance with God's word. Go back to Matthew 18. Miss Hagen mentioned this morning when we prayed. Wasn't that powerful when we prayed in here for the things concerning this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Part of this, you know, in context here, he's talking about maintaining relationships and binding together with your brother and your sister in the earth. If anything's gone wrong, that you work that relationship back. But there's some things here that are important. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever things you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's what I said. I mean, used to walk around and say, I bind sickness and disease. I bind it. I loose the healing power of God. Amen. I started, you know, here just recently. I don't do it, you know, not doing it, but just recently in the last few years here, again, started as before I preach, especially if I know it's going to be that type of service, I bind every sickness and every disease that's in this congregation tonight, that's hindering anybody in this congregation. And I loose the power of God, the healing power of God in this place. And I thank you, Father, that every sickness and every disease has to bow and has to go in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, I've seen much more, many more instantaneous manifestations take place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you, how many? So it takes at least two, right? Shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. So what is it? In order to pray this way, I need someone else to agree with me that healing belongs to me. And we're going to pray, we're going to agree together that in Jesus' name, I am healed. And we're going to pray, since it's as touching anything they shall ask, I'm asking the Father in Jesus' name here again. So this is not just me praying in the name of Jesus. This is me praying with someone else, agreeing together with me in the name of Jesus. All right? Now, you know, you need, when you're finding someone to agree with you, find someone who has a track record of getting their prayers answered. All right? Find someone who believes. Okay? And tell them, listen, you take the initiative. Tell them, now this is you. You need the healing, but I want you to agree with it. I'm telling you, here's the scriptures I'm standing on. Can you agree that that belongs to me? Well, yeah, I can agree with that. Well, let's pray here. Let's pray together. Amen. What we're touching here is my body needing of healing. We're touching it and we're taking hold of the healing. And we're going to the Father in the name of Jesus. And we're agreeing together that it's done. All right? Now, if I ask you, is it done? Well, I hope so. You didn't agree. You're hoping. I'm believing. Okay? So now, if I'm the person you're coming to, what am I doing? I'm going to listen to what is it that you believe. I'm going to see where I can hook up with you. And I'm going to be honest with you. Because this is your body. I'm going to be honest with you. No, I don't believe that. I don't see that. I don't think that. I think you're misappropriating that. Okay? You understand on anything. But when it comes to this area of healing, you know I agree with that. That by Jesus stripes you know. Now, if you come around and say, I want you to believe, you know, that by in 4 or 5 weeks, then I'll be healed of this. No, I'm not going to agree with that. Let's believe now. Let's say you're healed now. You understand? So I'm going to be honest with you. Okay? I'm going to let my yes be yes and my no be no. And don't be offended by it. Be happy, okay? But it's not just a matter of saying, hey, agree with me. All right, I agree with you. Yeah, whatever. I don't even know what you're believing for, but I'm in agreement with you, brother. We didn't pray the prayer of agreement, okay? We just soothed our conscience. Praise the Lord. You're looking at me. All right. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You know, he's in us anyway, right? He's in us. My friend in Kenya says, if two or three of us gather together anywhere, under a tree, he always adds places, I don't know why, under a tree, in your house, along the road, Jesus is there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we have the right to bind and loose, and we have the right to pray and agree together in that name. Jesus is there. When we agree what belongs to us because of our covenant with God, then we have a right to stand together as covenant brothers. Really, the term would be covenant friends. We have a right to stand together, being brought together by the blood of Jesus, and see this need be met in the name of Jesus. Now, remember this, the place of agreement. I love this statement. I don't remember who I said it, who I heard say it first, so I can't quote them. The place of agreement is the place of power. The place of agreement is the place of power. Mrs. Hagin quoted it this morning. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. That's some good multiplication right there, right? Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? No. And then Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 12 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. If they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not yet another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Amen. Well, think about it. Two or three are gathered together. Let's just say two of us are there. Who's also there? Three. And a three cords. Jesus is there. A three cords. Three strand cords, not easily broken. Hallelujah. The place of agreement is the place of power. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you tonight for these. We've looked at three of these methods that you've given us from the New Testament, how we can receive what Jesus has bought and paid for, our healing. Thank you, Father, by Jesus' stripes we're healed. Father, I ask that you would help us. Help us. Holy Spirit, bring to remembrance your word to us. Father, help us. Bring it to remembrance as we in those times that your word would rise up and live big within us. And Father, give us the boldness that we may speak forth your word. Stretch forth your hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Not Father, Father, yes. Yes, we thank you that you do it as we minister, but also, Father, it's true in our own individual lives that in the name of Jesus, we're healed. And we thank you for it, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Marvin, do we have some first-time guests tonight? Connection team, would you find our guests and take them so they can receive that special gift from Pastor and Mrs. Hagin and the entire Rhema Bible Church family? Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Thank prayer team. If you want to go ahead and come, that's great. If you need prayer for anything tonight, come on down here. Our ladies will be on my right, your left, and the men on my left and your right. Ladies, come pray with the lady, men with the men, and they'll pray with you according to the Word of God. Why the Word of God? Because that's where your answer is. It's in that mighty, written, holy Word, okay? Praise God. Let's all stand together. All right. If you're healed, shout amen.
Amen.
And you can be dismissed. God bless you.